Systemic Teaching About Christian Life Series The Gospel, The Good News of God Distribution conditions of this material are described at zoominchristianlife.org Subject of this audio The Gospel of Salvation Chapter 1 The Most Disseminated Emphasis of the Gospel of God The subject covered in this new material refers to one of the themes that make up the series The Gospel, The Good News of God, which already has the following previous subjects. 1. Much more than a message, an offer of life. 2. The limit of the unlimited gospel. 3. The gospel of the Creator. 4. The gospel of Christ. 5. The gospel of the Kingdom of God. 6. The Gospel of the Righteousness of God. 7. The Gospel of Peace. In the subjects mentioned above, it has been highlighted that the Gospel of God refers to an offer of newness of life presented directly by God to humankind and also that the breadth of the Gospel is so extensive and comprehensive that it is necessary to use various compound names to expose its greatness and the diversity of its characteristics. We understand that it is important still to remember here that the different compound names do not constitute distinct gospels. There is only one gospel of God. The various compound names of the gospel, therefore, announce some of the most prominent facets of this one gospel. The gospel of God presents a wide variety of characteristics, for it is through the gospel that God offers all the necessary provisions so that human beings can be fully supported to live according to the Lord's will. Each of the extraordinary facets of the gospel of God is vital or essential, for they complement each other so that God's purpose may be fulfilled in the life of those to whom the gospel is addressed. In other words, and considering once again that the gospel of God is much more than an informative message, it is a real offer of gifts from the Lord to human beings, we can say that in each of the compound names of the Gospel of God is also revealed a particular and fundamental aspect about which the Lord wants us to become aware so that we may know our need for it, and that we may also know that in the Gospel it is widely offered to us. When God, through His Gospel, offers us countless gifts, the Lord in advance offers us what we truly need, even if we do not know for sure what we need or even if we are looking in the wrong direction for what is so necessary for us. Thus, in this new subject, we would like to observe one more compound name exposed in the Word of God regarding the Gospel, which is presented to us associated with the salvation that God offers to all human beings or also referred to as the Gospel of our salvation or just the Gospel of salvation, as initially exemplified below. Ephesians 1:13-14. In Him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, to the praise of His glory. Acts 28:28. Therefore let it be known to you that the salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles, and they will hear it. Moreover, when the history of spreading the gospel is observed, it can be seen that the emphasis on the need for salvation that each human being presents, has, probably, become the aspect that received and still receives the most attention of those who spread the gospel or those who testify about it, demonstrating how central and necessary it was and still is that a specific approach to the gospel on this point should also always be taken in consideration. Among so many specific and striking facets that are contained in the gospel of God, the aspects related to salvation or its details are points that should never be despised or overlooked. On the contrary, the items of the gospel related to salvation should always be among those points that need to be highlighted, known, and experienced most because of the essential, crucial, and practical role that they play for the eternal life of an individual and for the relationship of each person with the other aspects of the gospel of the Lord.